Well, the Equator province was theater of violent fightings in late 2009, and this has caused displacement of population in this area. Estimated 114,000 people have fled to the Republic of Congo, while some others have been displaced in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, thanks to the improvement of the security situation, this population have slowly started to coming back home, and humanitarian actors are working, trying to help this population restore their lives. Some still remain displaced because of the lack of basic infrastructure, also because they fear additional violence, so they prefer to remain displaced. The security situation is much better than the previous month, thanks to the arrival of the UN mission MONUC forces, and also thanks to the presence of the Congolese army.
Now, while the situation is improving in Equator province, I understand security is worsening in the northern part of North Kivu province. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, in these two provinces, in the east of the DRC, insecurity is still persistent. Unfortunately, we registered cases of looting, sexual violence, illegal taxation, and other kinds of human rights abuses against civilians. And unfortunately, in this area, we have some military operations against the FDLR, which are the cause of the displacement of the population. We continuously reported cases of people who are abducted, women who are raped, and also children who are involved in armed confrontations.
The violence and the kidnappings, are they being blamed on the FDLR and the LRA rebels?
Well, the LRA are most active in the oriental province of the DRC. We are registering continuously attacks by these armed groups against the civil population. For example, in Niangara, recently we had a case of mutilation of a woman who had her mouth mutilated. Also in the North Kivu, there are areas where humanitarians have no access. The South Kivu as well, especially the territory of Fizi, the humanitarian access is very limited. Almost 2 months ago, staff of the ICRC were kidnapped, and luckily they were released after a few days. But this gives an idea of the insecurity that still persists in this area.
Is OCHA concerned about the possible withdrawal of MONUC from the DRC? How might that affect your humanitarian operations?
It's obviously a serious concern for humanitarian organizations. MONUC is currently providing very important logistic support to humanitarian actors, and a possible withdrawal would definitely have an impact on our activities.